Hey, it's great to have you back. It's Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Today we're going to talk about why a guy says that he wants to take a break. You ever had a guy say that? You know, it can come right out of the blue. It might be something you're expecting and dreading, or maybe you just didn't see it coming. He tells you, and then what happens? You go into an immediate panic. I think we should take a break. I think we should see other people. Well, today I'm going to give you three reasons why a guy says this, because it is especially frightful when you don't see it coming. So why does a man say, I want to take a break? What is it about your relationship that is so frightening to him? It feels almost as scary as a full-on breakup, and sometimes that's the next thing coming down the road. Let's take a deep look at this as I explain the three reasons guys tell you they want to take a break from your relationship. I need some space. Why? Reason number one, he's flooded. Women typically feel more like a woman the closer they are to the man in their life, or anybody really in your life. That really makes you feel your femininity. The more time that you spend with your guy, feeling that connection that you're building, the more you feel whole as a woman. But this is not so with guys. The truth about relationships that many women find very painful to hear is that while men are very often completely into having a girlfriend, he still needs his space to feel like a man. Men need time away from a relationship in order to feel that they are still men. So many men find themselves torn about this tug of war that they experience in a relationship. On one hand, we really do enjoy connecting and bonding with you, just as much as you do. But after a while, we feel flooded from all the emotions and time we've spent with you. Flooding, by the way, is the term for when someone feels that their emotional capacity is overwhelmed and they need space to breathe. You've been flooded before, I'm sure. Men are super easily flooded when it comes to emotions. I wish I could tell you that this changes significantly the longer that you're together with him, but it's only that a man learns to work through his feelings a little bit more as he goes through the relationship. He will always need time alone and away from a relationship in order to recharge. It's what it is to be a man. That's our nature. And you have to understand that, just as much as men have to understand that your nature is the opposite of that. The women that understand and really get this key difference between how men and women feel in relationships are the women that have the most solid, enduring connection to their man. She will recognize when he's feeling antsy and stressed, and she'll be able to give him his space. In fact, if you really want to create an unbreakable bond with your man, try to be the first one to suggest some time apart. Yes, you heard me. You ask for the time away from him first. The fact of the matter is that there is always someone in the relationship who is more into the relationship than the other person. There's always a slight imbalance in the desire to jump right in and create an intimate relationship. And yes, usually the guy is the one that's a little bit more reluctant. And when it's him feeling this, he's going to probably find a way to pull away from you to catch a little bit of a breather. It's just like a rest during an athletic event where he has to catch his breath. Even one of the most enduring sports, the one where you have to have the most physical endurance, which is tennis, those guys have like 10 to 15 seconds of time between serves or between points, between volleys, I guess they call it. Those precious few seconds are enough for them to rejuvenate just a little bit. It's really amazing to see them do it if you appreciate the fact what they're doing. They are extremely active in bursts of like 20 to 30 seconds at a time, and they only get 10 seconds to really catch back up. It's the same thing in relationships. And if you understand this and you don't panic or you don't try to hold on too tight, you'll do just fine. You'll go out with your girlfriends and chill instead of sending him manic texts at 3 o'clock in the morning. You'll push him away to do his thing while you do your thing, and he'll be calling you back up much quicker than the last time. It almost always works if you have the self-control to do it right. Oh, and there's also a very real possibility that he's just busy and he needs some time to catch up. Sometimes guys ask for that. want that separation, that small bit of space, in order to get a little bit of peace and quiet and aloneness to recharge. It's the way men are built. Men think linearly, not parallel multitasking. We can't do both things at the same time. We can't rest and be with you sometimes. So a relationship can actually feel like a burden when he's trying to get caught up or just trying to get some things done in his life. All right, let's take a break. Why? Reason number two, he's trying to break up nicely. There is a very real possibility that he tells you he wants to take a break because he's actually wanting out of the relationship. Some guys don't have the directness to just say it, say they want to break up. So let's be real, it's an easy out. If I say break, I might just be hinting at break up. I've had a few girlfriends who use this one on me without realizing it too. It's not uncommon for both sexes to use this particular one as an excuse. I need a little bit of space. What they really are saying is, I want an infinite amount of space between us. I don't ever want to see you again. Well, sometimes it is used as a way to go have sex with another person. Hey, I've even heard women doing this one too. When you're on a break, you're not actually tied to the relationship. At least that's what he's thinking, by the way, so be aware of that. So if he bangs some other girl on your break, technically, it's not cheating. It's his way of sneaking in a little hall pass for some novelty sex with another woman. However, that particular use of this excuse is a lot less frequent than you might think. Either way, he's looking for something outside of the one-on-one devotion you might have in your relationship, which means you should probably also take a good look at how into him you are versus how into you he is. If there's a disparity in your feelings of desire, the difference between your feelings is what you need to address first. Take a good long look at your feelings versus his and figure out what's going on. If you sense he's actually looking for a way out, your best option is to, hang on, break up with him first. Oh, I know, that one left you a little startled. You might be shocked, you might be in a bit of a panic, going, Carlos, no way. Look, I've coached women on this in the past, and I know for a fact that this is the hardest thing to actually do, right? To push him away when you're feeling the panic of him pushing you away. Primarily because at this point in your relationship, a woman is already in a panic state at the very thought of losing him. But if you can do it, it's probably the only way to salvage your relationship. And it can work, and it frequently does work. Number one, if you're clinging, he'll feel that's all the more reason he shouldn't be with you, and he'll just disappear and ignore you. Number two, if he's going to feel attraction for you again, it's got to be because he's suddenly thrown back into doubt about how much he actually controls you. Control is a big part of that feeling of desire. The more out of control you feel, the more the other person will be desired. The more out of control you feel about him, the more you're going to want him, and vice versa. If you dump him first, it will send his system reeling into reality check mode. Number three, if you want to salvage your self-esteem, you have to end it first. It's the only way you feel the control over your situation. And you'll feel incredibly empowered to be the one making the decision for you instead of him doing it. Number four, if you're worried about making a mistake here, don't worry. If he really was interested, he will fight to keep you. Okay, so if you're worrying, oh, but Carlos, what if I break it off with him and he didn't really want to break it up? Well, guess what? He'll be back. If he didn't want to, he will now see you as even more appealing than before and more attractive. Remember, if he doesn't fight to keep you, you didn't want him anyway. Think about it, okay? If you think he's going to break up with you, do it first. It's always the best move. Let's see other people. Why? Reason number three, he's reevaluating your relationship. There's a place a guy gets to where he knows he's got to decide if this relationship is something he wants. When he gets to that place, he will not be making that decision with you, sorry to say. Women might think in terms of talking about it with a guy, but men need to make this particular decision on their own. He might be trying to figure out where things are going for him. He might be thinking about proposing and he wants to make sure it's the right decision. You might even think you can have a say in this whole thing when he's reevaluating your relationship, that you might have to have your day in court, to testify about all the stuff you want him to recognize about your relationship. you know, to make sure he doesn't walk away without recognizing your true worth. But don't do it. That's a surefire way to fail. And there's a good chance that this is a small test at the same time. He's going to watch how you behave while he takes his time apart from you. If you freak out, you fail. If you get weird, you might fail. If you don't respect the space between you, you will fail. There are 1,000 ways to fail this particular test without even knowing about it. But there are also a few ways you can turn the situation to your advantage. If you know what to say to him, you can get him to feel that magnificent thrill of obsession. If you know what words men respond to, you can make sure that he doesn't walk away from all you have to offer him. If you know how to flip his obsession switch, you can have almost any man desiring you. Make him see what he's missing. Make him want you. If you want to know how this works, you got to discover what his language of love is and how to flip that obsession switch in his brain. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. And I'll tell you the secrets and how to flip that obsession switch in his head. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, I want you to live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.